Hey y'all, we're back. And just a reminder, you're tuned into Philadelphia Podcast with Talaya B at T-A-L-A-Y-A-B on Instagram. And one more time, just a shout out to our sponsors, Hip Hop Since 1987, Philly Fried, Raw Life Records, Forge Recording Academy, Showgirl Official, Crew Cannabis, Fresh Elite, and we're streaming on all platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and Google Play. So just a reminder, we're here with Trap Symphony underscore Toddy. And we're just talking about everything Toddy and his music. And just to jump right back into it, my final question for you today is, what can we expect from your next project? What can we expect to hear?
From the Real Trap Symphony, you can expect to hear all original beats from me. Production from Bud, of course. So that's all in-house production. A few features probably from Skinny J, Lil' Cass, and that's it.
And are they all Philadelphia artists as well?
They all are part of the camp LME Trap Life. So that's okay. The LME side of it. Okay. So that's loyalty means everything.
Oh, okay. I see. Definitely does mean everything over here for me too. But I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Dizzle Crates, and he has a few questions to ask you as well.
Yeah, so a couple questions, man. I want to rewind. We were just talking about what's coming new, but I want to kind of think back for a second. I was actually just posting something yesterday. I was talking about how when I started making beats and doing production, it was because we couldn't afford beats. Like, we literally couldn't get hot beats. Right. So we had to start making them. Like, that was it. Like, we had to take our free up money, go buy a drum machine. This is like before computers.
Right.
But it's like now y'all got YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can literally go online and like download like really hot beats online. So because of that, like, what made you say, like, you know what, I'm just going to do it myself, even though I could easily get it?
No, because you got to remember, I started off producing first. So I was producing.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So, like, what made you want to start producing instead of just grabbing beats online like everybody else? Like, because it's kind of interesting to start wanting to produce, you know?
Because actually, I got, it was like my brother, actually, his name's Skinny J. He was actually rapping. So, like, he would always, like, try, hey, like, bro, you know how I make party music. You probably know how I make beats. Like, you know what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. Mm. So, like, over time, we just start, like, doing it on the computer and all that. And then eventually I start trying to produce, like, his beats and all that. He start recording.
You see, it always comes out of necessity. Isn't that crazy? Like, you can't get exactly what you need. So, I'm just always, like, amazed by producer artists that could literally make something out of nothing. Like, completely. So, like, salute to you for going that route. It's kind of a harder route, but it's more rewarding because a lot of people, you know what I mean, just download the beats off YouTube and go in. It's cool if you can do that, but I respect you. If you don't mind, like, maybe giving to the audience, telling them maybe what software you use. You don't have to tell them all the secret sauce. You don't got to tell them about the sauce, but tell them about the jar, you know what I mean, that you keep the sauce in.
I use FL Studio. You know, that's my go-to.
Yeah, that's the jar.
But as far as like my main system I like using as far as right now, it would be Nexus.
I always tell people it's a little played out, but it's so tried and true. And the sound, so for people that don't know, Nexus, it's like it's a lot of sounds that you can use in FL Studio to make your beats. So like everything from piano to bells to strings. And you are Trap Symphony, so I guess that's why you have Nexus. Have you gone to the new FL? Are you on FL 20 yet?
No, not yet.
Are you like one of those FL 12 guys?
Yeah,
me too.
Are we on FL 20? Yeah. Oh, are you? Yeah. I can talk heavy now.
Yeah, I know people that are still on 9, 10, 11. Like, I remember using it, like, super way back in the day when it was actually called Fruity Loops. Like, it was before FL. Like, and it was literally, we like dudes just didn't have money, and like we was in school and we had computers, so it was like, yo, let's download this FL, you know what I mean, off LimeWire back then. Like, it wasn't touring
yet. Shout out to LimeWire.
Oh, that's crazy. So you got a single that I've seen you pushing called Chosen One. Was that, you made that in FL?
No, actually I didn't produce that beat. As far as like with that, all the beats that's on my mixtape, those are YouTube beats. But the ones that I was like pushing, like selling the deluxe version, those are like 6 extra songs, and those like I produced, and then I got some production from Bud on there.
Yeah, that's good that you got like an open mind to like use your own production and other people. Are there any producers that you want to work with in the city? Or like around maybe the tri-state areas? Anybody you've been like looking for? Like, I know you want to produce your own stuff, but is there anybody maybe collab with?
I did some collaborations with some Philly producers, but like, no, not really.
Yeah, I know it's tough out here, but it's like... Yeah,
especially when you're your own producer. Yeah, you like so, your stuff, you like your sound.
It's like my own, I created my own sound, so it's like nobody can really match that for real.
That's what's... Hey, respect to you, you know what I'm saying? So is there any, like, thing that you would tell to any young producer, engineer, artist out there? Is there any, like, advice you would give, stuff you've learned the last couple years?
As far as, like, producers, it's like you just got to have, like, faith in yourself and, like, know one day you're going to find your sound. Like, it gets stressful, like, being behind the computer.
It's real.
You're hearing other beats and it's not sounding like how you want it to, but you just got to keep going at it every day, going hard, and know it's going to come through.
That's real. And here in Philly, like you know, like you said, like, you come from the party era. Like, I think it's coming back.
Yeah,
like, you heard
Meek
and Jahlil just dropped that 1 a.m. That's that taking it right back to where you started and where I feel like we here in Philly caught a big wave. So it's like, yo, if you can take it back there, and if you can use your sound and your squad to help, man, like, salute to y'all. And that's pretty much it for me. I just wanted to thank you. Thank you again for coming out.
Rocking with us.
Yes, I want to thank you again as well. Thank you for coming out. Once again, follow my co-host Digital Crates at Digital Crates on Instagram and Twitter.
And Twitter, yeah. Follow Hip Hop Since 87. You can check out a lot of new music, exclusive stuff. Philadelphia Podcast, we're going to be listed on there starting this weekend. You can check out the first two episodes on Hip Hop Since 87. And yes, you can follow me at Digital Crates on everything, at Philadelphia Podcast on everything.
And just to close it out, you can follow me as well at T-A-L-A-Y-A-B, Talaya B, on Instagram. No Twitter, no anything else, but you can follow me. Don't forget to follow Philadelphia.
Hashtag no Twitter. It's like hashtag no filter. Hold on, wait.
Hashtag I'm lit.
Wait, so do you have a Twitter?
Yeah.
Because I've been noticing a lot of y'all young bulls don't got no Twitter. No. It's like hashtag a thing. Hashtag no Twitter.
That's where it started for me, Twitter.
Okay, yeah, it's a wave.
I'm more popping on Twitter than I am Instagram. I don't know where.
Oh, yeah, so shout out your Twitter one more time with your Instagram.
My Twitter is... Damn, what is my Twitter? No, my Twitter, produced by _ Toddy. And my Instagram is trapsymphony_Toddy, TRAPSYMPHONY_TODDY.
Alrighty, and before we head out, I want to give you a chance to shout out. You have a few people here in the studio with you. I want to give you a chance to shout out anyone that you would like to shout out real quick.
Shout out my right-hand man, producer, engineer, artist, Bud, the only one making hits, you feel me? You can follow him on Instagram at BT108.
I'm going to say you can find him. You got to tag him in some pictures so they can find him.
You know what I'm saying? They got some heat. Holler at them, you know what I'm saying? Make sure to holler at them, you know what I'm saying? Don't be Hollywood. Add us in the comments, hit us up. We're all going to respond back to you. We got y'all.
Yeah, we down to earth people, man. Definitely.
Humble.
And shout out to Hans. You can follow him. I don't know what's your Instagram, bro.
I'm a Virgo hoe. Not as in I'm a hoe, as in I'm telling you, you
are. Yeah, yeah, I'm a Virgo.
So we got to follow him at I'm a Virgo hoe.
Yeah,
he's not a hoe, though.
That's for, and follow the Trap Symphony Apparel page. Follow my dog Skinny J and Lil Cass on Instagram. They just dropped a tape called Sandbox. You can follow Skinny J at Skinny J LME, I think it is, on Instagram. And then Cass is at Lil Cass _ I believe on Instagram. But you can find Sandbox on my mixtape, and you can find Trap Reloaded on my mixtape.
Both coming soon at hiphopsince87.com on Monday. We'll have both those up online too. Philadelphia Podcast, make sure to follow us.
Yes. So once again, thank you so much for being here. I look forward to seeing all the things that you have planned up next. I can't wait to hear your new tape coming out. I'll be tuned into your Instagram. I got to follow you after this. I'm going to go over and follow you. Make sure you follow me back. Don't be rude.
For sure.
But it's been awesome talking to you, and I had a great time. I hope to see you soon at one of Hip Hop Since 1987 shows coming out soon or something around the Philadelphia area. And before we go, one more time, don't forget to follow at Philadelphia Podcast on all platforms. And once again, a big shout out to our sponsors, Hip Hop Since 1987, Philly Fried, Raw Life Records, Forge Recording Academy, Showgo Official, Crew Cannabis, Fresh Elite, and we're streaming live on all platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and Google Play. Thank you guys. We'll see you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.